for the sake of moving on, to spare our audience who looks more like a testicle, I will say for sure I am more scrotumy than you.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye. I guess I should say that for the end of the show, huh?
Yes. I have to just state this out loud.
Categorically.
As a parent and a man and a dad, I'm 48. My daughter's in college. You've got some college-age daughters. I don't know how many floors up their dormitory will be, but if they do end up in college, if you are an unfit parent, you cannot go to Humboldt. I mean, really, like, I think it's sort of...
There are more steps on that campus than any other, at least in California, I know.
If you are an unfit parent, I feel like your children can only go to school with like a sleeping bag, pen or pencil, and whatever the fuck they can carry.
Here's what we're going to do.
Help them.
Here's what we're going to do. We got these things at work all over the place. They're called chain drags.
Okay.
It's just a big ass chain with like these plastic paddles on it in a tube, basically. And then the motor just pulls it and it pulls the product with it.
Okay. Okay.
We put a chain drag going up the hill. The fatties roll down the hill in the morning to classes and whatnot. Then we throw them in the chain drag and drag them back up the hill in the afternoon.
Okay, first of all, I thought you were inventing a luggage mover like desks and chairs.
You're talking, put luggage in it too.
You're talking about a people mover for those who are
If we put the chain drag like in a trough, and then we can just sort of roll them into the trough, and they sort of tumble to the bottom, and then eventually one of the paddles will come through and pick them up, and pick them up. Wow. And then at the top, they'll just be deposited into some sort of soft hamper.
Yes, that's a great idea. Just right into the laundry fluff and fold.
Like, remember when you get a brand new basketball net, and it throttles way skinny, and the first few baskets, the ball just barely makes it through.
Yes.
That's what we have. And it just slowly, bloop, bloop, dollop.
Right into bed.
Like a little dollop of sour cream. Bloop.
Like a little soft serve child.
Because those hills will wear you out.
Dude.
Chain now, drags.
I like this idea. I'll propose it to the CSUs.
You know, for the heavy kids.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Burn and Rave podcast.
Right? Welcome aboard, Sam. And everybody else.
I'm excited to be back.
I met this guy twice now. His name is Eric.
Okay.
He's friends with Joe.
Right.
But he's a big fan. And
he's our only fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he subscribes to my OnlyFans as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But I met him again. And he's just what a rad guy.
Eric is a rad guy.
He's a very rad guy.
Let me ask you this. What can we offer Eric behind a paywall subscription service, because this guy clearly needs more of us in his life?
Were you showing him 100% of the goods or what?
I don't think it has to necessarily be nudity. It could be if Joe wants to.
What else? Well, what else is the internet for? Yeah, well, I mean, I think Joe's already got something going on.
You think?
He like fucks watermelons and shit.
I think he does do something.
Yeah. So I think we'll just direct Eric that way. Well, Eric probably already knows. Let me dig into my repertoire. I don't know why I wrote that, but it sounds delicious. Trouser trout, creamy.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Go ahead and delete that out of your folder and your repertoire.
I got a little tidbit here about Mike. One key takeaway from 30 plus years of hanging out with Mike: you better trim all your random facial hairs, because if you don't, he's sure to get them.
He's going to get your facial hairs?
Yeah, if you've got like one of those wild eyebrow hairs, he'll get that motherfucker.
Does he keep tweezers with him?
No, he just grabbed it with his thumb and...
Wow.
Yeah, it's by surprise.
He's got that level of...
He also has a history of sexual battery toward elderly men. So
what would he do if he ran into Scorsese? This motherfucker's got crazy eyebrows.
Yeah, I think Mike would go nuts. Like, if you, like, it was like if they met and they had to sit across the table from each other, I think Mike would go insane.
Okay, since we're on this topic of male facial hair, I look at my face pretty much every day. Do you see yourself in the mirror?
And so you keep a beard on it to remind you of a ball sack?
No, not at all.
So you look at a ball sack every morning, that's what you want?
No.
You're like, that's a good bush on my face. Reminds me of a good ball sack bush.
My self-talk is a little bit more elevated than your self-talk.
Well, no, I don't have a beard. My face doesn't look like a ball sack.
Bro, first of all,
this is because I shave with the beard trimmer.
Your face is so much more ball sacky.
It is not ball sacky than yours.
You look like just one square nut.
You
look at it.
My head is square, but that does not in no way relate to a nut.
You look the left ball on an Adonis statue.
I do not look. You look much more like testicles in the facial region than I do.
Okay.
I may look like a square ball, but you look more like a ball.
For the sake of moving on, to spare our audience, who looks more like a testicle? I will say for sure, I am more scrotumy than you.
Agreed to agree.
So Mike stresses out about male facial hair. I'm wondering if that applies to just eyebrows or also ear hair. Because that shit, like, that bothers me. I got some friends in their 50s and 60s.
Oh, he'll get them right out of your ear.
They got shit crawling out of their ears all day. How are they not looking?
Mike will get all of them.
How do they not see this?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm talking about.
I need to get some of my friends in a room with Mike. But he just uses his fingers? No wax, no tweezers?
When he gets me, no. He just, he's pretty quick. I feel like
you're his only client.
He has a history of attacking people in these weird ways. I'm pretty sure I'm not.
I'm going to grow hairs just to see if he'll pluck them.
He'll get them. What about the Chinese who grow one long one out of a mole on their face? Mike would ruin lifelong good luck mole hairs. He'd be like, plunk. Mike in China would be terrible.
Do people not see that fucking hair? Or no, do it's they good really luck. Grow it for good luck?
They cannot. Yes.
Mole acts like some hair fertilizer. That fucking thing just starts growing and growing like a beanstalk, dude.
It's good luck.
Come on.
For what I've been told, it's good luck.
Is that just among Chinese?
I know a guy here in Modesto that's got one.
And is he Chinese?
Yes, very.
Okay, so if like a white girl starts growing a hair out of her mole,
it doesn't have to keep it.
Is that appropriation?
Oh, that would be appropriation. You better shave that bitch off. Go get that shit lasered off, all right?
That's right. And take the mole with you. I mean, seriously. Did you ever have a mole removed?
That was a hemorrhoid.
You were a hemorrhoid.
You're a hemorrhoid.
I never had hemorrhoids.
I've never had a hemorrhoid either.
I know a lot of people get them, though. Now, we're
pushing too hard on the toilet.
Yeah, you gotta let that shit just...
Well, everybody slouches, Sam. Here's some good advice.
Abs.
Everybody puts their elbows on their knees and like leans forward. You gotta arch your back. I mean, straight up and down.
Oh, feet, you're talking about...
Feet flat on the floor.
Well, this is science.
Good
now.
Posture. It's science. I saw a thing about it.
Put your feet up.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to elevate your feet, too. Yeah. But sit with your back straight up. Okay. Just perfect posture.
Yes.
And it's awesome. Then you don't have to push and blow out your little butthole blood vessels and create hemorrhoids.
Dude, this is a fucking science show now, dude. We're giving great medical advice. If you're taking a dump, should you take your phone?
Well, yeah, if you sit upright,
okay, just sit up straight. Take your phone, but sit up straight.
That's right. And if you feel you are beginning to develop hemorrhoids, come over here. My man Sam will take a look. He's pretty good at that.
I got the pads.
And it will let you know.
I have some advice for people getting married. I don't know if you do, but I've been married for 23 years, so I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've been married 24 years, so I'll be able to judge you on that.
Oh, you think you're better than me?
Yeah, well, I know I'm better than you. I've been married longer.
One more year of experience, damn. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I can from experience judge your comments. So go for it. Okay. I'll tell you how you're wrong.
To the young men out there looking for future wives, the advice is simple. Okay, first find yourself a girl who makes love to you like 3-4 times a week. Okay. Now, here's the hard part. You got to keep that girl around because when you do get married, you're going to need a side chick. Because you ain't doing any more fucking. That's my advice.
What sound advice. Lock the side chick in first. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So you got to find a side chick, then get married, mm-hmm. right? So you have, that's my advice. I've been on 3 television shows. Do you know what they are?
American Ninja Warrior.
1.
American Ninja Warrior.
Same. AMC Netflix documentary series, The Murder of Lacey Peterson.
You did it.
I did. And I was on seasons 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16 of To Catch a Predator.
That's the one I was trying to come up with. It's a good thing I didn't. I was trying to come up. I'm like, what the fuck is the name of that show?
I was drinking a little too much, and it was kind of causing problems between my wife and me. And so I made the decision that I would only drink, and she agreed to this. So I'd only drink when I go out, right? And so, but now my wife's pissed because I go out every night.
All right.
You can't win with women.
No.
Right?
No.
So don't drink. I said, okay, I'll only drink when I go out. She's like, sure. And so I just go out every night, and now she's even more pissed.
See, what's that all about?
What the fuck, dude?
Come on. See, what's that all about?
What the fuck, dude?
Come on. See, what's that all about?
What the fuck, dude?
Come on. See, what's that all about?
What the fuck, dude?
Come on. See, what's that all about?
What the fuck, dude?
Come on. I actually had to use the sentence, don't put your dick on my thing today. And I just thought that was interesting, so hey, don't put your dick on my thing.
Okay.
And so I thought I'd make a note of that.
And the context was?
It's not important.
Listen, lifeguards,
they are trained to piss.
No, I'm one. Do they carry like a little vial of urine? Like if you do get bit by a jellyfish, can they just spray it on you, or do they have to go natural?
Constantly got stoners. Hey, bro, can I borrow that?
Bro, yeah.
Hey, bro, can I get some of that clean pee? I got a job interview.
Exactly. That's what they get stung by.
Can I train you clean pee for my stoner pee?
It would be...
Because a stoner pee would still clean up the jellyfish sting.
True.
So we can... Here we go. There's an exchange program.
I see where you're going. This
Here's
is
an exchange
There's
program.
Needle exchange programs. This is urine
We
exchange.
Take your dirty urine.
And we clean up the beach.
And we clean up the beach.
Yes.
And we pour urine on people. And you get clean piss urine.
Okay. So
piss urine.
The way this the works, fuck? If I'm understanding this brilliant fucking plan, someone gets stung by a jellyfish. Boom. Stoner lifeguard goes running out. He's only got one job. He's not saving people from drowning. He's saving people from getting fucking stung, right? He runs out there, pisses all over that arm or leg or wherever the jellyfish is attacked. Boom. And his payment is the clean urine from the lifeguard who runs out there, makes a swap. Is that how we're running this operation?
That couldn't be farther from what I was talking about.
Oh.
Like, I don't even know where that came from.
Oh,
like,
what
that
are you
was
talking
your
about?
Own story.
What are you talking
I love
about?
It. I'm talking about the little bottles they keep on their waistband being full of stoner piss.
Right.
And what happens is stoners bring in bottles of piss and they get in exchange a bottle of clean piss from the lifeguard station.
But
and then they use the stoner piss to get because stoner piss isn't only good for jellyfish stings. It's in the manual. Stoner piss is only good for toilets and jellyfish stings.
Okay.
But non-stoner lifeguard piss is good for toilets, jellyfish stings, and drug tests.
And window cleaning. Trust me, dude. Windshields, dude, knocks all the dirt off. Clean. Lifeguard. A little sand in there, of course. It's good.
I'm not sure if I want validation on this or not. I might go with it.
Wait, I already know what you're thinking. Ammonia. Isn't that basically what urine is?
Yes.
So
well, no. Well, yes. Well, yeah. Well, that's the basis of it. There's a lot of other junk in there, too. But like
we get,
cats piss. Their piss has got a lot of ammonia. And fish, I think fish's piss is like all ammonia.
Okay. How do we make a glass cleaner out of all of this piss?
You just grab a fish out of your aquarium, smash it on the glass, and smear it all around.
Really?
Why not?
I don't know, because...
If it's got piss in it and it pisses all ammonia, just smash the fish on the glass and smear it all around. Squeegee that son of a bitch off and off to the races.
This sounds like vegan-friendly glass cleaner.
Just smashing fish on people on their windshield?
Look, a lot of fish die.
A lot of fish
There's
die. They might as well...
upside down fucking backstroking fish ever.
Instead of flushing
these,
that bitch...
Yes, we'll collect them.
And we'll use them for cleaning windows.
Bro. Listen, this is how we recycle, man. All these hippies fucking with their cans. Cans are dead, dude. Recycling fish for ammonia products. This is the new revolution.
Some real fancy angel fish and some butterfly fishes and shit. Them sucker fish. Well, we got other plans for the sucker fishes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the butterflies and all that other fucking weird shit. Mm-hmm. After it smashed on the windshield, we clean the glass and we squeegee the guts off. The fish scrapings, we sell them to cats.
My God, it's
brilliant. We sell buckets of fish scrapings to cats.
Oh, my God.
There will be cats lined up outside our shop with their money.
Wait a minute.
Just waiting.
This is how we clean the windows.
The cats? Bro, the cats lick the fish off. We just smear.
Dude, we're not even paying W-9s, bro. We got cat help.
We smear the fish all over the car. Mm-hmm. The herd of cats descends on the car.
Yes.
Licks the holy shit out of that car.
Cat car.
How can it not be clean as fuck?
Wait. Then we have to have the second set of cats. Okay. We string those guys up, and then when we roll the car through, like, those fucking cats are spinning.
Okay, now those cats aren't there to lick.
We need the
those
ones
we need
cats.
The fur.
Yeah, yeah, the fur drying cat.
Yeah, that's a different squad of cats.
Right. We got the alley cats first, licking, and then the clean.
So we got the lickers and the fluffers.
Yes. Right. Yes. Got to have the fluffers.
Let's start with, let's keep on the lickers for a second.
Carviers.
Because those little motherfuckers got tongues like sandpaper, bro.
Yeah.
They're going to lick.
They got to
like,
go first.
They're going to dig clean into a fresh layer of clear coat.
Dude.
They can take off all the dirt, the grime, the wax, any other protectants, and the first layer of clear coat by the time that thing comes out. Your car's going to be scratchy, hazy, ready for another layer of paint, probably.
Yeah.
But anyway, then a big buffing wheel of fluffer cats. The big, all of those whoopadoos, we'll just,
doors.
We have little handcuffs that we chain the cats into.
Yeah, like a little spit roast, but
they're
still
alive. The cats just sort of hang from their little handcuffs until the thing starts spinning, and then centrifugal force pulls them out, you know.
We'll feed them, though.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
They'll love it.
They'll just spend the
day.
It's like a ride. They just spend the day hanging from four shackles, that's all.
Yeah.
The rest of the day, and spinning at, 1,300 RPM.
Listen, I think with
from four shackles.
With minimum wage as high as it is,
cats,
like, you have to pivot to AI,
dude, not,
or abusive animals. Like, it's one or the other.
I don't know where this abuse comes from, but the point is,
we'll get them to
sign. The point is, not only are cats free, and not only
they're free to go.
Not only do they work for the
themselves.
Fish, right? If they can chew through the bars,
yeah,
then
you're
free
if you can undo the chains. Of course,
it's just an electrified fence. But not only do they work for fish paste, for fish mash, they make new workers. Because all we need is a little boom boom room.
Oh yeah! Oh my God!
Right?
So recycling workers and
bro. So in our big factory where we wash cars. We got all the cars.
The cat car
We got
wash.
The big vat of dead fish. Mm-hmm. We got the workers that smash. We'll have to figure that out. We'll have to figure out how we replace them with animals. But let's focus on the cats for now. Some animal smashes the dead aquarium fish all over the cars. Then the lickers come in and they lick that fucking clean. They lick that motherfucker clean.
Mm-hmm.
Then the fluffers come in at 1,300 RPM.
Yes.
And they buff that motherfucker. Okay, now that thing's ready. The car's ready. But the lickers, the fluffers, all the cats, always need more workers.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
So we have a little kitty nightclub. They live there. They live at the factory anyway.
Yeah.
So at night, we have a little kitty nightclub. We have little kitty drinks. We get them fucked up.
Dude.
They're constantly banging because they want to bang anyway.
Just churning out more
products. Dude, they're just knocking out fucking more workers, more workers,
and
more
you know
workers,
what?
Bro.
Before we fully integrate this model into this cat car wash culture, let's also remember how many alley cats, right, exist in Modesto, so we can, there's a lot of
and
people.
And some
who
of those alley cats
there.
Are already addicted to drugs, which could play out in our favor.
Mm-hmm.
We can get them to do things that we need them to do for drugs or things like this.
We get, you know what? We need some detailing on the interior too, right?
Mm-hmm.
We spread the right amount of catnip and shit around. Boo, they're getting in the AC.
Catnip can be a big motivator when you're working with cats.
Yep.
I like where this is headed.
Yep.
So now, Kitty Nightclub. Dude. We'll take the alley cats, the drug addicted alley cats. We make them little kitty hookers. They'll have to do it for the drugs.
Oh.
So now we got a little kitty brothel.
You think these alley cats are now little street hookers? You're going to bring them into our...
They're drug addicts already. So by being withholding with their like drug of choice, we can entice them into the reproduction industry.
I would prefer that we get them jobs. We put them on the assembly line. We get them more respectable jobs.
Clean them up.
Spinning around buffing cars instead.
Clean them up, get them real lives.
Yeah.
Then take their children.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Okay. Well, no, but no, it's more like this, because their children will grow up and we're the only job in town, so they have to come work for us. So
right.
We're not taking anybody's children. You're just, there's no place else for them to work.
Right.
What are they going to do? Get a job as a pest exterminator?
Like that doesn't exist anymore.
Some with chemicals.
Hey.
They spray.
Let me ask you this, though. In our, like, these cats, we got them cleaning cars, okay? But I think we need to get a number of these cats downtown because there's rats everywhere.
Mm,
yeah.
Cat field trips?
You know how people bring goats to mow your lawns and shit? We need some fucking Dude. Cats to kill some rats. They're all over downtown.
Dude.
People complaining.
Catzookas.
Okay.
We can fire cats at rats.
Yeah.
We'll go downtown. We'll get in the back of a pickup truck. We'll drink lots of Budweiser's. And then we'll have catzookas. And when we see rats, we'll fire cats at them. And the cats will eat the rats.
So do you put the cat...
Spotlights. It'll be like Texas. It'll be like Texas, right in Modesto. It'll be a sanctioned event. It'll be legit.
Dude.
But it'll be, you know, spotlights and hooting and hollering and shooting and shit from a pickup truck. It'll be great. It'll be just like
cats
the South.
Flying everywhere.
Yeah, fuck. Kill a turtle, whatever.
We need to open the manholes. The cats got to go down there. There's rats, bro. We got to train these cats, bro.
So you're more interested in the manholes.
I need to get down
you in need those to get in the manholes
and get my cat. In those holes, bro.
You need to get into the manholes.
Get those rats.
Okay, well, I'm sticking with the catzookas on the surface. Or I could train a herd of cats to fire catzookas, and then we could unleash an army of cats into the sewers with catzookas. So the cat soldiers are eating rats as they're firing cats at the rats with their catzookas. So it's like a double rat infestation fucking annihilator, right? You got cats flying out of catzookas, and all those cats are eating rats, and while the cat's firing the catzooka, he's eating rats, right? Like a gnarled old soldier with his hat on crooked and some scars and stuff, and he's just like biting the head off a rat and throwing the body and biting the head off another rat, and I love the smell of rat turd in the morning with his big ass fucking catzooka.
Dude.
And all those cats are just ripping through piles of rats like fucking nothing.
This is rat bow.
Fuck yeah. Cat bow.
We have another top 10 list. This is the top 10 occupational hazards for underwater welders. Ryan, number 10.
It would be impossible to get any work done with all of the singing under the sea.
Number 9.
You could drown in the bath, unwinding from a hard day's work.
Number 8.
Even underwater welders have to lie to girls and tell them they are firemen.
Number 7.
Being an underwater welder.
Number 6.
It's a good way to get crabs.
Number 5. Occupational hazard for underwater welders.
Picking up girls would be impossible because nobody wants to go back to your sea shanty.
Number 4.
You'll be shit out of luck when they teach octopi to weld. Times 8.
Number 3.
Anal tearing. Mostly from the dolphins.
Number 2.
Even underwater, that bitch Donna from HR isn't going to let you tell your mermaid joke.
And the number 1 occupational hazard for underwater welders?
You'll be electrocuted.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.